Hello, welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is absolutely wonderful to have you guys along, and I hope you're having a fantastic week so far. So today, we're going to be covering the topics which have to do with branding as well as augmented reality. So I'm proud to have someone who I've worked with for over 3 years as a guest today, and we're going to be uncovering everything that you'll definitely want to know about augmented reality. My guest, his name is Akib Khan, who is the owner of TruePixel. And he offers services such as brand development, architecture, and positioning, as well as many other services involving, including augmented reality. Akib attended MIT's ACE program and targeted an Ivy MBA. He has coupled his strong knowledge base with over a decade of executive experience. Akib manages a team of rock stars, quote-unquote, ensuring only the best and brightest ideas for his clients. I'd love to welcome Akib Khan. Hi, Akib.
Hi, Miriam. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm happy to, and I'm delighted to be here on your show.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you're a guest. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. And firstly, I'd love to know, how has brand building evolved?
You know, I think that's a great question. I believe brand building hasn't really evolved. And that's something many would disagree on. I believe what actually is evolving is the vehicles in which we use today to present our brand. Essentially, that personal and intimate moment that one consumer has with a brand that is growing will always remain the same. It's just that the vehicles which are being utilized to communicate that brand has evolved. That's basically it.
Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, so now I'm going to ask, how has augmented reality impacted branding, and why should companies, especially B2C, get involved in this?
That is also an excellent question. Augmented reality has really put branding on a whole new pedestal in that branding has always been something that experts have always been trying to figure out, and basically it comes down to a science. The more engagement, the more touch points we have with the brand, the better the brand is realized and maintained in one's memory. So reality, technology has put the big cockpit, or in the driver's seat, if you will. It allows one to communicate with one brand on more than just viewing. It allows one to touch the screen. It allows one to experience the brand by activating various features of the augmented reality technology. And it allows the consumer to really think or push the user to think proactively versus just accept whatever information that is being displayed. It allows them to dig deeper, and ultimately allows them to really experience something unique.
Wow,
and
that's
I
great.
Feel that B2C companies really need to get involved in this. 3 years ago, when we were in the early stages of developing the technology, we faced a lot of hurdles in the industry, in that a lot of the companies were concerned about the technology and its ability to deliver the results, and the early adopters weren't really easy to find or to convince. Today, that has changed. We have big brands like IKEA, McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, all now adopting this technology. And it's great to see that it's flourishing amongst many of the consumer brands that exist today.
Well, that's great. And you know what? Before I even ask you that question, I should have asked you right there. Some people are not even familiar with what augmented reality is. So could you just briefly tell us what it exactly is so people have even a better understanding of it?
Yeah. So, you know, augmented reality by definition is figuring out ways to enhance reality.
Okay.
I know it sounds a bit sci-fi, but imagine looking at your car engine.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most of us today, when we open that hood, we don't know what many of those things we see under that hood are.
Right.
The reality is we don't understand 99% of what we see under that hood.
Right.
Well, when you deploy augmented reality technology, it will augment what you see. So, example, you put on goggles and you look at that same engine.
Mm-hmm.
While looking through those goggles, little points of interest and information will show up in the goggle and show you maybe where that oil stick is located. It will
mm-hmm.
show you where your filter is located. It'll show you maybe even, you know, where to fill up your wind washer fluid or your windshield washer fluid. So essentially, it's augmenting what is already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's making what is what seems to be obvious even more obvious by uncovering information behind what you see. So that's essentially what augmented reality is. It's uncovering what you see.
Uncovering what you see. Okay, that's great. So that is something to remember, everyone, uncovering what you see. So now that's going to bring me to the next question. What is the future for augmented reality? I mean, is this some fad trend like QR codes?
You know, it's funny that you asked that question. A few weeks ago, I had a CPG client ask me about QR codes
mm-hmm.
and if they're still in and if they should be maintaining them for their packages and whatnot. It's pretty unfortunate to say that QR codes have now just become a piece of an operational component where it can support your inventory. You can monitor and track SKUs, and it's mainly for inventory. Augmented reality, because of the fact that it's so robust in nature, it is able to deliver far more value than just a simple QR code. And let me give you an example. So let's just say in the example of interior design, imagine being able to put together a room with various pieces of furniture
mm-hmm.
and then being able to show the customer, well, you know, this is how your room is going to look.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to associate a cost in real time to how that room looks. So let's just say that cost is a little too much. Well, we can subtract the piece in real time and the cost will adjust in real time. What does that mean to the customer? Customer gets to see what they want in real time. They get to see what the cost is associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to make decisions quicker.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for the company that is utilizing the technology? Well, it means that they're able to show the consumer exactly what they want. So that means less rework, less back orders, less communication problems.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately it allows them to be able to even transact on the spot. So let's just say your total for the room was $12,300,
mm-hmm.
in furniture and equipment and finishings. Well, you can just simply swipe your credit card and it will transact on the spot.
Oh.
And so essentially reducing sales cycles. So this augmented reality technology, if developed correctly and if applied correctly, can have great improvements to one's company's bottom line by improving sales cycles, as well as even upsell features. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if one wants to, consider a queen size bed over a single mattress, well, they can quickly show them a queen size bed and upsell them on that product on the spot. So so the future for augmented reality is definitely there. The next step for augmented reality is obviously, not so obvious, but obviously to a lot of technical people, is the use of Google Glasses and deploying them in virtual reality situations,
wow.
Really pushing the envelope. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of exciting things to come. The last known estimated value of the market was just over $100 million. So there's definitely room to grow in this vertical or industry rather.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Definitely. So I'm just wondering, how long has it really been around?
Augmented reality has been in the making for almost 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It started with just a few people kind of throwing it around, doing little cool things here and there. And that's kind of how most technologies start. They start as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody is able to attach a business model, which then is able to create revenue streams. So it's actually very new. It's been evolved at such a rapid rate that it's always a challenge to keep up with the newest and latest greatest things. And
absolutely,
that's kind of why you
I understand that very well. So now I'm going to ask, why are, say, CPG, automotive, and construction companies only starting to utilize this technology now, if it's been around sooner than now?
That's a very interesting question that you asked. CPG and automotive and construction companies, well, let's start with CPG.
Okay.
CPG, we recently did some research just going through Walmart and walking through, and we found that a lot of the packaging still utilizes old principles of engagement. Many of these, even let's just take cereal, have games on the back where you use pen and pencil. I mean, mm-hmm. When's the last time you've seen your toddler or child use a pen or pencil? The packaging industry is still far behind in that many of the packaging principles of engagement are still a bit dated. It takes them a while to really adapt to what's out there. And let's take automotive. Automotive, same thing. Application and use. There's only a handful of augmented reality consultants out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I'm talking nationally across North America.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that are really strong and competent know how to deploy the technology. So when someone is uncomfortable about a specific technology, it's more likely that they're not going to want to want their existing clients to deploy it because
Right. They're
not confident in that area. Same in construction. It's these consultants that are not equipped with the knowledge or the technical understanding of the technology. And as a result, disseminating that information is a bit slow, as there's learning involved in this technology, and that's kind of what it is. Now there are some agencies that happen to connect with consultants like myself, and they get support in deploying this technology. And mm-hmm. and that's kind of why in CPG you have some products like I don't know if you're familiar with chewable candies by Kellogg's, fruit mm-hmm. candies.
Okay.
They have recently deployed augmented reality. In automotive, you have the new CLA Mercedes-Benz
mm-hmm.
deploying augmented reality.
Okay.
And you have Audi, the new Audi A3. The manual is no longer required because you can simply download an augmented reality app.
Okay.
In construction, you have some real estate and construction companies that are able to show you plans and features of a space before it's even built.
Mm-hmm.
You can customize specific functions and customize specific rooms and features of your real estate property maybe you're planning on investing in. So this technology is slowly starting to take shape now.
Oh wow!
So it's just kind of early adopter stage,
right? Right.
And you know, hopefully we'll see more companies jump on board. McDonald's recently did a massive campaign for augmented reality for FIFA games. The FIFA World Soccer game. So, it's definitely something that's really starting to pave its way.
Wow, yeah, it sure sounds like it. This is very fascinating. Well, this is actually very valuable. So now I'm going to finally ask you, how can people get a hold of you, say, if they want some insight or consulting on a project? I mean, I'm sure they would love to get your professional support.
Well, they can, you know, they can definitely reach out to me through email. They can email akib@truepixel.ca. That would be akib@truepixel.ca. They're more than welcome to visit the website. The website is truepixel.ca. And we even have a little section on there on augmented reality. They can go through some of the videos to help maybe inspire some ideas that they have for some of their projects that they may want support in or
mm-hmm.
may want to see how we can apply this technology to their project. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's funny that you mentioned connecting with me a couple of weeks ago. I touched base with a competitor to IKEA. Mind you, IKEA just recently launched augmented reality with their magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, we have this amazing idea. We want our closets to be, to have a technology that where we can have people visualize how their closets look
mm-hmm.
when they build it. And little did they know, IKEA was on the other side, building exactly what they wanted.
Oh, wow.
So it's really important that, you know, if you do have an idea to get on it and contact us so we can help you, get to the market because there's definitely an advantage with first to market. So they can get a hold through email. They can call us, 416-477-2636.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that number is 416-477-2636. I'd be more than willing to spend a couple of minutes and talk about maybe what we can do for them.
And also, what about any social media that they can connect with you on as well?
Yeah, they can reach us at our Facebook page, True Pixel Design. They can reach us on our Twitter. You'll find our Twitter handle our Twitter handle is TruePixel Design. And they can see some updates there as well. regarding our technology updates and whatnot.
Excellent. All right, wonderful. So thank you so much, Akib, for being here today. It was an interesting show, and I certainly learned a lot about augmented reality. All right, so you have yourself a great day, and everyone else, have yourselves a wonderful day. Be blessed, and talk to you, and have a great the rest of the week. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.